Next year, 2021, may include a home improvement project for you. Boy, kitchens and baths remain the hot item right now. But I have to tell you, homeschool areas and home office rooms are soaring. I mean, they are soaring. So take it from me. Do your homework ahead of time. If it requires a permit, get the permit. That's not as intimidating as you fear. It is absolutely the number one most important step. Let's get it permitted, and then let's get it done by a licensed, bonded, insured contractor for your family safety and the security of your home, okay? So on the issue of permits, and to eliminate your fear from getting one, we'd like to bring in one of our special guests, and to talk about that, we've brought Lauren Green in from Green's Home Design. Before you start thinking too much or too long about any one project, be committed to doing it rosy right, and that's going to involve getting a permit.
If you do something and add on, the insurance company won't cover the value of that addition.
Without a permit.
And then when you might have problems when you go to sell the house if you don't get a permit on that addition.
And then building permit records are kept at the building department. You call and give the address and say, I want to know if any building permit was ever pulled on this address. You're familiar with the Spuds report, right? Question 150 that you must answer when you list your home: was all work completed at the home done with a building permit? And I think, yeah. I'm like on a one-man campaign to get realtors to push for this. They really objected to home inspections when they started. And then they got on board and they said, this is the best thing since sliced bread for us. Home inspectors ought to be giving analysis and opinions. Is this original?
There was a period of time where I had a home inspector's license, and I could tell right away if it wasn't permitted because something was done wrong.
But let's talk a little bit about pulling a permit, Lauren. There's really two different perspectives. It's a whole lot different pulling a permit for work inside the house where you're not going to change the footprint at all. You may have a structural thing or two to address, but you pull a general permit for plumbing and electric, a little engineering if you're changing the load bearing. Interior permits are a snap.
Yeah, a lot of them you can get the same day. But when you're changing the footprint of the house...
Then once we go outside, it changes everything. I mean, we can get bathroom remodeling permits online in 10 minutes with most of the cities, and all they want is electrical and plumbing permit. But you can't go in and remodel a bathroom without an electrical and plumbing permit. And there are some of these speedy bathroom remodeling companies that advertise bathrooms in a day. You really can't do a bathroom in a day. The minute you say, I want to go outside the footprint of my house, what are they going to be asked at the city?
Well, the first thing is the setbacks. I went to a job yesterday. The house was facing west, but their street is on the south side. And so they're in the county, and the front of the house is south, and the back of the house is north, even though the house faces west.
Right, right.
And so they wanted to add a bedroom to the north, but they were already at their setback on the north. So we had to rethink and go to the east with their bedroom addition. So you want to find out what those setbacks are.
Not only is every city different, but every zoning classification in every city is different.
Yes.
Lot size has a lot to do with determining what side yard setbacks are.
And if you're in an area that doesn't have sewer, you have to deal with the septic as well. Septics have to be 10 feet from all the buildings, even the addition.
On that septic, does that include like a patio deck?
Yes, 10 feet from the tank and from the leach field. You can put your driveway over the tank if it's reinforced properly, but you cannot put the concrete over the leach field. If you want to get to your detached garage over the leach field, don't put the concrete over the leach field because the leach field needs evaporation to work properly.
Setbacks surprise a lot of homeowners.
Yeah, so I had a client that he went and asked the county, how close can my garage be to the property line? And they said 5 feet. He attached the garage to his house. Now it's part of the main house. Now it has to meet the regular building setbacks, not the detached accessory building setbacks, which are different.
Define the word setback.
Basically, the distance the building has to be away from the property line. Not the street. The street is never exactly where the property line is, or the fence may not be on the property line, but where your property line is. So you'll have front and side setbacks, and then you'll have height restrictions as well.
What would a homeowner expect out of a remodel design? What's included in that?
Typically, a set of plans would include a site plan, and then a foundation plan, a floor plan, a roof framing plan, two cross sections, electrical, mechanical, plumbing, and structural connection details. So that's a typical set of plans. Now, if you have to deal with an HOA, there might be some others required.
Engineering.
Engineering. Typically, you will need a structural engineer if anything in the home spans more than 20 feet. So if you're adding new trusses, the truss company provides engineering for those trusses. If your new beam is going to be longer than 20 feet, the engineer has to put his stamp of approval on the size of that beam and provide some calculations. A drainage plan, you'll need a civil engineer. Have a big enough house and you want to upgrade to a 600-amp panel, you'll probably need an electrical engineer.
Lauren, again, thanks for joining us here at Rosedale in the House. Lauren Green of Green's Home Design. You can find him at rosedaleinthehouse.com under contractor selection. Just look under architectural and drafting services.